Yeah, Mary fuck kill. Are
My
you
wedding, Aaron's
recording? Are
wedding.
you recording?
Yeah.
No, leave
Mary
me
fuck
alone.
kill, my wedding, Matt's wedding, Joe's wedding.
Yeah, Carly.
Okay, I would marry Aaron's because that was the best wedding I've been to. Like,
Wow.
honestly,
Thank you.
Aaron's?
I fuck Matt's because it's against the
I
church.
can't believe we're doing this
You're
right now.
killing
That
Joe.
was so fucked
I
up.
know.
So, that's
Well,
not what
there
you were
was a
saying
hurricane. Still,
yesterday.
there was a hurricane.
We had fun.
Yeah, your wedding was really fun. Like, I really enjoyed your wedding.
No, don't say that after you just said you'd fucking
Yeah,
kill it.
I honestly am shocked by this.
I know. I just made a last-minute decision. I was gonna say Joe's. I was like, but the
Wow.
whole church thing makes it kind of funny.
To have sex with the
To
church.
sin.
You're gonna really piss off the
Sorry,
Christians.
Christians.
I'm so
Although, I don't
sorry,
think.
Joe. She just did that right in front of you.
Yeah, that's. I
But
can't wait to show.
your wedding was fun. And,
You didn't even bury it in the middle of the podcast. You did it right at the top where people are going to click it too. That's crazy.
He goes, start with some good clips, and I go, my favorite wedding.
Mary fuck hell.
Did you guys have fun in Alabama?
Yes, I
Yeah.
thought it was adorable.
Did anything crazy happen while you were there?
Just the body soap.
What body soap?
Oh, the
Did the two of you
hotel.
share a room?
No, I'm
No, offended. Yeah, we did, and TJ Nolan shared a room.
Yeah, we made the boys
We were
sleep
sad
without
we did
us.
have like adjoined. I didn't know they had adjoining rooms there.
Oh, they
So
did?
did you ever figure out who was in your adjoining room?
No, but I don't feel like it was anyone that was at
No.
the wedding we were at.
Mm.
But the hotel was completely booked out because I tried to call to change my room and they were like, we're full.
What hotel were you at? The other one?
The Hilton.
Oh, me and Caitlin were walking around the town late at night and we got in at like 9, so that's why we weren't at that rehearsal dinner.
Oh,
Oh,
right,
yeah.
yeah.
So we got in late. We had a long travel day. We flew to Atlanta and then we were planning on driving to Birmingham from there, which when you look it up, it's only an hour and a half, which is great. But then
Wait.
when you get
The,
there, there's a time change, so you
yeah.
find out it's almost 3 hours now.
Wait, no,
It's
it's like a
like
2.5 hour drive.
with traffic getting out of
Oh.
Atlanta took forever.
Yeah.
So the car ride took forever. And we get to the hotel, and the town is completely ghost town. And it's beautiful. It's this small town, little
I
Birmingham.
know, you were in such a different part than
Yeah.
us.
When we
It
got there, we were like, oh, it was like outskirts of downtown.
And like
was.
we our whole view is just a hospital.
Yeah.
Like all the blocks surrounding us are like
No, this is
hospitals.
like cute. Like, you want to do home
Oh,
decorating,
ours was not like
women shopping. There
that.
were like four little bakeries.
Okay, but our hotel was closest walking distance to most things,
Yes.
except the reception.
Well,
Yeah.
there's a downside to my part of town.
Okay, let's
Yeah, we
hear
keep
it.
interrupting you. I'm
Yeah,
sorry.
I know.
So we go over to the Piggly Wiggly. We get our dinner. We're each eating our Greek
Wait, what's a
yogurts.
Piggly Wiggly?
It's like their supermarket there down in the south.
Oh, that's what it's
That's such a
called.
southern name.
The Piggly
Piggly
Wiggly.
Wiggly.
I went on down to the Piggly Wig.
Everyone was so nice, super
I'm
kind.
surprised they were open that late.
Well, we got there at 8:45. They closed at 9.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So we get our yogurts. We walk into town, and we're walking. Like, we look to each other, like, this is really beautiful. Like, we're really enjoying our company. The town is a ghost town. There's not a car parked there at all. We're like, I can't wait to see what it looks like in the morning. We get to the very end of the shopping strip, and a pickup truck passes by us and yells the N-word at us.
Stop.
Hard R. And we both look at each other and we're like, let's go back to the hotel. And we
Oh,
book it.
my God.
We were having the most beautiful night.
What?
I don't
Just
know.
eating your yogurt.
Eating our yogurt, enjoying
Jesus.
our Birmingham experience.
The day you get there too, you're like, what is this gonna be
What was
like?
the age demographic of this person?
I didn't look.
Cancel him.
I didn't.
Someone will
We'll
find
find his
him.
workplace and we will call.
If you can find him, I'd be blown away because I didn't get a look of the car or him.
Yeah, it's like a true warm welcome, you
It was
know?
crazy because we were having the time of our lives, and then we just got brought down right to
That's
like level
insane.
zero. Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So then we went back, and you know me, safety Joe. So we just stayed in the hotel the
Yeah.
rest of the night.
Yeah.
Did you do anything the next day?
We walked around the town again.
Yeah. Everything was fine.
Beautiful. There was a
Great.
5K in the morning. I
Oh,
wish I
that's
partook.
great. Oh, yeah.
How cool would that be if I showed up with a medal and took
Just
away?
sweaty. Just
Yeah.
sweaty and in your running clothes.
No, I'm in my suit, but I am sweaty. Holding
Yeah.
my medal.
You did
I
a
should.
marathon in the suit.
I won.
I won. But yeah, Birmingham was really fun. I loved
Yo,
it.
we went to like a little thrift store, which was really cute. It was like almost a little apartment. It was kind of cute. And then just like the food was good there. A nice little time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plans on going back?
No.
I have no plans to go back. But I don't have plans to go anywhere really. Except maybe like home for Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Pilates.
Yeah, boys.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I make time for.
So you've been to three weddings. You're the only one who's been to everybody's wedding.
Yes.
They're all so different.
Yeah. So different.
How so?
Aaron's was extremely modern. Yours was pretty modern too. Yours was small. I don't know. Like yours and Aaron's like gave sort of same vibes. Yours was smaller, I think.
How many people did you have?
95.
How many did you have?
I think it ended up like 78.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So close.
Yeah, we tried copying you.
Like, there's 50 people here, but I have a really hard time with like judging how many people are in a room.
At Matt's?
No, just in general.
Oh, didn't have a hard time judging there.
No, at Matt's. And then Matt's was
that was the conference.
Yeah, Matt's was so traditional. It was gorgeous, but it was so traditional. I don't know why I didn't expect it to be like that, but it totally was.
Did anyone's family members come up to you at the weddings that you remember?
And yes. What do you mean?
So, like, at Matt's wedding, I met his uncle, who was a huge fan of the mukbang.
Yeah. Uncle Mark.
Oh, yes, yes.
Uncle Mark.
Well, and I didn't really think about it, obviously, but they were like, oh, we watch Good Influences, because, like, Matt's on it, so we know you guys. And so those are some of the conversations, too, which were kind of fun.
It felt like I was at, like, a meet and greet. Or, like, not a meet and greet, like, speed dating.
Yeah, because you guys are, like, Belle of the Balls there.
Are we? In what sense?
Because you have the podcast with Matt, so guests know you.
I misspoke. So not a meet and greet. Like, I feel like I didn't meet a lot of people that were like, Harley, Aaron. I mean it in the sense of, like, there were so many different, like, groups of people.
Yeah.
And so then, like, oh, we're talking to Joe. And then, like, you see someone, you're like, oh, my God, hi. And then you're talking to them. And then you see someone else, you're like, oh, my God, hi. So it felt like that for, like, majority of the time, just because there were so many people.
Yeah. Right. Especially at the welcome. You did go to the welcome party, but that was, like,
Oh my god,
speed dating. Crazy. There's so many. There's like 100 some people at the welcome party, and I was like, there had to be more at the wedding.
I feel like there was probably like over 200.
Yeah, probably. The welcome party felt like the reception.
Was that at a bar?
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
It was at like a private event space that had a bar in it.
I'm sorry, did you say pirate?
Private.
Oh.
A pirate.
Did I say pirate? I might have. I don't know. I'm delirious. We're both kind of brain dead.
Did you get any barbecue when you were down there?
No.
What's the thing with barbecue?
That's like the southern thing. You got to go get barbecue down there.
But like Kansas City has barbecue.
I thought there would be some at the wedding.
You thought there
was? I'll be honest. Well, because he said there was going to be a buffet, so I was like, oh, they're going to have like all this traditional southern food. But there wasn't any.
Right. There was a live band there, which was sick.
That was fun. That was very fun.
There was like 15 people in that band.
I know, it was crazy.
Yeah, and they were choreographed and they were singing all the good songs. Patricia said they just like went through the list and said yes or no, but they're like, no Bruno Mars.
Oh.
Which is funny.
Why?
I think it's just like annoying to them. I don't know.
They didn't like it.
I mean, I wouldn't play Bruno Mars at my reception. I don't know if any of you did. No. So sorry in advance if you did, but.
Yeah, our first dance was to Bruno Mars.
I should have thought you could.
I should have held your hand.
It doesn't make any sense for a wedding.
Nope. How was your first dance? I forget.
How was it?
Yeah, did you do one?
Uh-huh.
Did you like it?
I guess. Well, it was funny because the first go around, we had it like all choreographed and it was like really funny. But then by the time our wedding actually happened, we were like, I don't fucking know what the dance moves are.
Yeah.
But yeah.
How's married life now with TJ?
Fine.
Aaron's like, done without marriage.
Yeah.
Wait, wow, let's talk about it.
Did you feel weird during your first dance or something?
Yeah, I hated it.
What song did you do?
We did Lana Del Rey. I forget the name of the song. But the
you don't remember the name of the song?
It's you.
Oh, is that it?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty
so,
sure.
So
you should do a video where Caitlin quizzes you on your own wedding.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's good.
That'd be fun.
But how do
you get mad though?
Yeah. What if I lose?
Yeah, then she'd probably be mad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny.
It would be really funny.
What time did the wedding start?
Oh, that's hard. I don't even know that.
Your husband is TJ from Emo Night.
Uh-huh.
Do you get a lot of perks of having a famous DJ husband?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Like I get to go to When We Were Young Festival this weekend. I get to stay in a suite in Las Vegas for free. I get to go to, like, I went to Lollapalooza this year and Bonnaroo and, like, all these things that, like, I've always wanted to do.
Do they treat you like royalty there, too?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
It's actually really crazy.
Why?
I mean, I obviously am not expecting to benefit in, like, certain ways, and, like, I'm fine with the bare bones of everything, but it's just really interesting, like, artists, when they get artist passes for the festivals, so many of them this year, like, when you are done performing, like, you are GA.
Really?
Like, you can't go into, like, at a lot of festivals, they have, like, artist viewing areas. That's what I mean in terms of GA. Like, you can't go in them.
because you're done with your set?
Yeah, like you just don't have the benefits. It's really weird.
Why is that? A security issue?
No idea.
That's so interesting.
I know. And I'm like, oh, God.
Ladies, do we have our Halloween costume set up?
No.
No, but I did. I had to order some costumes on Amazon.
Ooh, where can we see those, girl?
For OnlyFans. But I share an account with my mother-in-law.
Oh, perfect. So did it go to her house?
Well, she gets the emails every time you order it. So it was like slutty nurse, like slutty sailor.
So, yeah, TJ.
And like all of these things. And I was like, oh my God. But like, whatever.
Yeah. You don't know what you're going to be though for Halloween?
No. Nolan, I mean, I don't really like do much for Halloween. Like maybe dress up for emo night or something. But I was like, we should be Jesse Pinkman and Walter White because we're watching Breaking Bad.
First time.
Who? I'll be Walter.
It's going to be so hot. What are you going to wear?
I don't know. His teacher outfit. He's like teacher.
Everyone will know.
Well,
are you
going to
get a bald cap?
Yeah, and like the glasses.
You should get the yellow suit. Yeah, and that's you have to walk around with the tray.
That's like what I was classic thinking.
Man. Like everyone was that in like 2009.
You in a bald cap would be really funny.
I know. Let's hope I don't have to actually do it.
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be a lot of Justin Haley's.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Barbies.
Yeah, what
a
this?
A lot of Barbies. Yes. A lot of Travis Taylor's.
Who's Travis Taylor? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Proxy Kelsey.
Are you guys into that?
I think it's adorable. Yeah.
Why?
Just because she seems happy.
Adorable. I think it is hot as hell. I am like watching just like two hot, sexy people, like be hot, sexy people. And I'm like, yeah, get dick down, girl. He's a man.
Do you like when he told security to back off so he could deal with the situation himself?
Yeah, I was reading this thing on Twitter. That's hot. We talked about it on our podcast, but like people were like, this is literally a smut book in the making.
What's a smut book?
It's like a horny book. But it's like his hand was on her back protecting her, yet also at the same time, like, it's a sweet gesture and it's kind of sexy. And he told the security to back off, which is pretty sexy. Like, he'll take care of it.
Is this what a lot of Swifties feel like?
Probably. I mean, it's crazy because he's like a huge NFL player and she's literally the most popular artist right now. Mm-hmm. So it's like.
At first they didn't. They were like, he's a clout chaser, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But oh, how the tables have turned.
Turned up tables.
Because he's a sweet guy. Haven't other boyfriends of hers done nice things like that?
We forget about them.
Yeah, who cares?
Is that true? We don't remember them?
I don't know. I mean,
it's hard to remember the sweet when they've all been so terrible.
Like who? Who's been the worst? Is Jake Gyllenhaal?
He's a bad
no.
One.
Yeah. Why?
I mean, there's a whole goddamn album about him.
We'll never know the details, but I would say probably Jake Gyllenhaal or
John Mayer. Because they dated her when she was 19 years old and they were in their 30s.
Which is kind of weird.
And then didn't she date Joe Jonas too?
Yes. Oh, yeah, he broke up with her on, like, a 30-second voicemail.
Like
yeah.
That I don't really care about.
And what about...
And their friends...
Well, now I care about it because he's divorcing Sophie Turner.
Yeah, do you think he did it over a...
Probably.
17-minute...
Do you guys follow that juicy gossip train of the Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it pops up.
I feel like it's kind of gone a little quiet.
Yeah.
Almost quiet.
I know that,
too. You think too quiet?
No, they just went to court for, what's it called? Not custody, but, like...
The hearing, right? Custody hearing?
It's like... I don't know what it's called, but they just went to court and they settled something, said it was like easy arrangements for their children, or like when they're going to go where. I don't know. I also know that Taylor Swift is like lending her home in New York too, Sophia.
And you like that?
So it's like nice.
She's also lending her house to Gigi Hadid and Bradley Cooper in Rhode Island.
Little hanky panky.
Apparently they're together now.
Yeah, she's starting an Airbnb. Swift Babies.
Verbose.
Did you guys hear that like Maren Morris is getting divorced?
I did not.
I don't know who
I just saw the other day and I was like, what about the bones?
The bones are good. The rest don't matter. There's an intruder.
Are you guys watching any reality shows now? Golden Bachelor?
Of course.
I need to watch. I'm still
Gary watching. Is my king.
Is it Gary or Jerry? Because
it's so like spell your name normal.
Wait.
Thank you. I'm the only one that seems to pay attention to this.
Spell your name normal.
How is it spelled?
Because they spell Jerry on screen and everyone comes off, hi, Gary.
Yes, his name is Gary, but it's spelled like Jerry.
Oh, weird.
It's extremely confusing.
It throws me off.
Yeah, no, it's like silly. I am not a Bachelor gal by any means.
You're not
like,
part of BN?
No, I'm like, ugh.
BN.
Bachelor Nation.
I'm like, I don't get it. It's so weird. However, I was like, this I want to watch because I feel like most of the people who go on The Bachelor, they're just like looking to get famous. You know what I mean? Like, they don't really care about love. But these people, they're like, we're old. Like, this is our last chance before we die.
It's 50 and up, right?
60.
60 and up.
There's some 50 year olds, no?
Like, I don't think so.
Upper 50s. 130-year-old.
Is it?
Getting it.
I thought the youngest was 60.
Oh, I thought there was a high 50s.
Maybe. You might be right. But also, it's very confusing because I haven't watched The Bachelor. So I'm like, wait, what's going on? Why is he handing these people roses? Like, what's all of this? So I have been watching people who are very familiar with The Bachelor. So they give me the spark notes.
Like a safe rose or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Like, he's just like on a date with someone and then is like, voila. And I'm like, wait, where did that come from? And why are you doing that?
Yeah.
But I love him. I think he's so sweet. I felt a little sad during one of the more recent episodes because the first episode was so cute and like you just get to meet everybody. But then the second one, it's like everyone's sob stories. My husband's dead. Oh, this is God, my last everyone. Chance before like I'm dead. Like I forgot what like love was like. And then I was like, oh God, like all these women are going to fall in love with this man. And then they're like,
oh, gonna yeah, be
like they're not getting Instagram followers, they're not getting sponsorship deals.
The morals, I can't. Yeah,
no, because I'm like, oh, this is just so sad. Yeah. However, then the last episode, one of the women who got eliminated was like, this made me like open my eyes to realize that I am able to love again.
Aww.
So I was like, I think that I know I'm gonna cry.
I got
like,
chills.
It's so sweet. I'm literally gonna cry. They're just so sweet.
Oh wow, you really are crying.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're just
no.
like old and they all like have these tragic stories and like
yeah.
Gary cries every episode when he's saying bye to these women because like you can tell he feels bad.
Yeah. He's like, I'm too old for this shit.
Although I heard a rumor that like I think maybe someone in Bachelor Nation started it, that he's like a fuck boy.
I thought you were gonna say drug dealer. Sometimes it could be hard eating healthy when you're feeling like you're giving up flavor or fun. That's where I have a food hack for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit. As nature intended. I try to get my fruit in all fun ways, whether it's a smoothie, a salad, it's really just a treat. Frozen Washington Red Raspberries are one of the best kept secrets in the freezer aisle. They're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. And because they're frozen at the peak of ripeness, they deliver big time nutrition and flavor year round. So whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. You can find frozen Washington Red Raspberries in the frozen fruit section of most major grocery retailers. And Costco. If you want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries, get more details on where you can grab them simply by going to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine. Look for product of the U.S. Are you ready to lose weight? With Effecty, getting access to powerful GLP-1 weight loss medications has never been easier or more affordable. Effecty offers compounded semaglutide, the same active ingredients as the popular name brands, but for up to 80% less. These medications work by regulating appetite and blood sugar, helping you lose weight in a sustainable, science-backed way. Getting started is simple. Fill out a short medical questionnaire, then connect with a licensed provider through a chat-based telehealth consultation. If you're eligible, your prescription gets shipped straight to your door. No hassle, no waiting rooms. With transparent pricing, no hidden fees, and no membership required, Effecty is committed to making proven weight loss treatments accessible to everyone. I do have a few friends who have used GLP-1, and it helps get them on the right path to sustain a healthier lifestyle. It's helped with weight loss and confidence. So if you're ready to level up your weight loss game right now, my listeners can get $50 off of GLP-1 weight loss treatments at Effecty.com with my code LIGHTWEIGHT at checkout. That's Effecty.com, EFFECTY.com, and use code LIGHTWEIGHT to get $50 off your first month of GLP weight loss treatment. No hassles, no memberships, and no hidden fees. Get started today. We all want to feel our best, but let's be real. Some wellness trends are hard to stick with. Taking shots of apple cider vinegar? No thanks. Swallowing giant vitamins? Not for me. Goalie Nutrition is wellness made easy and delicious with their chewable gummies. From apple cider vinegar for digestion support to ashwagandha for stress relief, Goalie's gummies fit effortlessly into your routine. They're made with high quality ingredients, taste amazing, and are packed with essential B vitamins to help you feel your best every day. Apple cider vinegar has been used for centuries as a traditional remedy for digestion and gut health, now in a convenient gummy form. More than just ACV, from ashwagandha for stress relief, plus they're packed with essential vitamins, organic ingredients and no artificial nonsense. No mixing, measuring, or mess. Just grab, chew, and conquer your day. Made for every lifestyle with a formula that works for you. Plus, they're made in the USA. Loved worldwide. So head to goalie.com now and get America's number one ashwagandha and apple cider vinegar gummies at an exclusive 42% off. Give them a try, risk-free. Backed by their money-back guarantee. Because wellness should be simple, effective, and delicious. Don't wait. Visit goalie.com today.
But it's also like, I wish. Yeah, like he like cheated on his wife or something, which like I'm not going to put that out into the universe, even though I literally just said it. I don't know what I'm doing. But
yeah, I can't believe I clipped it too.
Yeah, someone, I heard that from someone and I was like, no way.
There's no way, because they did such a good job selecting everybody.
I know.
Like everyone
Who's your
has,
fave?
Female wise?
Yeah.
Caitlin.
Is that because the name?
Which one's she?
My wife.
Oh, I was like, I don't remember. I don't know what Caitlin.
No, I don't have a favorite. I'm not like that invested into it because I haven't gotten attached to it. I don't know. This is also my first Bachelor season as well.
Yes.
And like that first challenge was like kind of quirky. They were taking the photos.
Yeah, it's like a little goofy.
But I assume later on it'll get more exciting.
It does. Like once it's like half done, you get really connected to people and
yeah,
you're like, I'm going home.
And once he starts to really take interest in like one person, and then you can see the other people get jealous, like then it'll really
there was a catty fight last episode.
Oh really?
Yeah,
between the women. Mm-hmm. Oh really?
I was like, it's getting good.
Who what happened?
I don't want to spoil it.
You can.
It was like exactly what you said. One woman was like, oh, I just feel such a connection to him, and was kind of like talking about it all the time. And then another woman who didn't get to hang out with him a bunch was then getting pissed off. She was like, you think that like you're gonna win this, and it is coming off as cocky.
Yeah.
But it's like they're old and they're like yelling at each other, and like this poor woman was like, I didn't even know I was doing it. And then she's like so apologetic. And then when they get the rose ceremony, they both make it through, and then she then again goes into being like, oh, he came into my room to talk to me about it, like just one-on-one, and she's like, you're doing it again, bitch. The drama.
That always happens on The Bachelor, Bachelorette.
Are you watching Bachelor in Paradise?
No, I don't really watch any. I watched the very first one ever. I think they're still together, which is crazy.
The couple?
Yes. But I also remember there's a website called Reality Steve, and I don't know how this man knew, because I watched like all through high school. It's like a blog site, and he would say what's going to happen, and it would always happen. Like he had an insider scoop.
I have an insider too.
You do?
Yeah, I've never revealed any details about the show, but if I wanted to really pry, I definitely could. I can't say her name. I said too much.
Her? Wait, so it's for Bachelor?
Bachelor in Paradise, yeah.
Oh, BIP. Oh, oh, BIP.
I have BIP connections.
Ooh, I just could not do that.
What, find out or work on the show?
Go there.
Why, could you yip everybody about what happened?
No, it just looks like a terrible living arrangement. Like they're living outside.
They are.
Yeah. She's never complained about the living situation. Like, it's kind of fun, especially being part of a show that big, because I never realized how the audience
is. Is she a bachelorette?
No, she's just working on the show. Like,
oh, well, I feel like production stays in, like, an actual proper hotel.
Yeah, they're in a real. And then
but
I had
the crabs on the beach.
I had Wells on, the bartender.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he was saying that, like, it is a real resort. So, like, the issues that they have are real resort problems.
Oh.
Yeah, so even when he's giving out drinks to everybody, he's giving out real glasses, but they're not returning the cups, so he has to go out and get the cups that are like sitting on the beach and bring them back to his bar and then hand clean them. And he has
wait, Wells Adams?
Yeah, Wells Adams, Sarah Hyland's husband.
He's the bartender?
Yeah.
No, funny.
Do you know?
He was on the, well, just like through stuff. I know he was like on The Bachelorette, right?
Yeah. He was, and then
he was loved.
He was loved. And then that's how he got the role for Bachelor, for the bartender.
Didn't he go on Bachelor in Paradise first before he was the bartender?
I think he was, and then he hit it off with everybody, and people started talking about their problems to him, and they noticed he was kind of a therapist, and he met Sarah, so they had him become the bartender.
Yeah. That's funny.
All of those scenes are... I watched, like, the first episode this season, and I was like, this is, like... They're like, okay, go talk to Wells.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so dumb. Also, you... like, all these people are so annoying.
Yeah.
Except for Wells. He's not annoying.
Yeah, he's the coolest. Are you watching other shows?
Yeah.
D'Amelio show? Or are you watching that?
No, I'm watching Kardashians.
You are? Ooh, are you liking?
Caitlin's getting me into it. She says that the new season isn't as good as it used to be on Hulu.
Yeah.
So I don't have anything to compare to. So as a fresh mind, I like it.
Okay.
Okay.
If you go back and watch the E version, you'd be like, oh, this is so much better. Especially early seasons where, like, they weren't holding back and they were actually fighting with each other and, like, hitting and shoving each other and pranks on each other. And they weren't, like, as wealthy and popular as they are now. They were more open to do stuff and say stuff.
They're not at the point where they're like pretending they're open. Yeah, but they're not actually. They're like, we told you guys everything. It's like, bitch, no, you don't.
And
I know more about your life than you're telling us.
Yeah, like really? Just from TikTok.
Yeah.
And every trailer for that show, every season is like, you guys think you know us, but you don't.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, what else is there?
Well, then tell us. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
the D'Amelio show is like significantly better than the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Landon Barker's on it, right?
Yeah, he is.
My boy.
A friend of the pod.
Friend of the pod, former guest. I don't know if you guys are aware. Loved him.
Yeah.
Great dude. Yeah, everyone's been former guests of the pod, you know?
No, so many people. Who are some people? Let's manifest some people for you.
New people to get on the pod.
Yeah.
I love the Dancing with the Stars cast. I think they're great.
The whole cast?
Yeah, I want Ariana Maddox.
Okay.
Are you guys watching Special Forces?
I couldn't.
I would love to have him on.
He would do anything.
Would he?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'll message him. I haven't messaged him yet.
Do it.
My list goes on and on. WWE Superstars.
What would you
really
ask him?
I don't know anything about it, so I have to watch like all the seasons.
Oh my God, you'd have to, but you'd enjoy it.
Are you watching Special Forces and liking it?
Yeah.
Oh God.
Really?
But I feel like Joe watches it to be like, I could do that.
Yeah.
It's cool. If you.
It's motivating, bro.
Did you watch the first?
It never stops.
Yeah, you're right.
Push yourself. Yeah, run into the fire.
Right. No, I literally was like, this is so dumb. I tried. Like when Tara Reid is on it, which, oh my God, it's like so sad. But she was trying to like smuggle cigarettes.
What's that? Here's the second fact.
So dumb. Like how did she even get them? It's like all of these like bad people, like JoJo Siwa, Tom Sandoval, Terry, like all these people that are kind of like hated, they go and get this like military training.
I knew it was something like that.
Yeah.
So what's the other one, the villain or whatever?
House of Villains. They put like TV villains in one house.
Got it.
Is that like a Big Brother type thing?
I think kind of.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, it was getting Big Brother
in one episode.
Yeah, it's brand new.
Who's on it?
Another one from Vanderpump is on it.
Jax Taylor, Corinne from The Bachelor, Johnny Bananas. Oh, that surprises me.
Nobody knows Johnny Bananas.
Then a bunch of other people. I feel like you don't know any of them, then you're kind of fucked.
Is Christine from Selling Sunset?
No.
Oh, that'd be a great on for her.
She was the masked singer.
I watched the masked singer
and I guessed someone right. And none of the judges got him.
Hanson.
It was Michael Rapaport.
Oh my God. How did you get that?
His voice is just ingrained in my brain. And they do these, like, so on the Masked Singer, they do like packages where they give you clues to who it might be. And he was like, I'm hated amongst like, or I've gotten in fights with like these people. And then he said in Housewives. And then I was like, huh. And so then like halfway through his song, it just like clicked. And I was like, oh my God, that is Michael Rapaport. And I was so surprised that Jenny McCarthy did not guess him because.
Damn, I would never.
She is friends with him and also is like a huge Bravo gal.
I've messaged her too.
No Jenny response. McCarthy?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Her, Carmen Electra.
Just DM her on OnlyFans.
She'll respond to that.
Yeah. Hey, babe.
I have to pay to message her. I messaged Mark Cuban after we talked.
That's right.
And he responded right away. Said no.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, he responded right.
You gotta just follow up because I feel like one day he'll be free. Be like, yeah, well, I'll come right now.
Oh yeah, I'm close. Let's do it.
Yeah, I'm right by. I'm recording Shark Tank right now. You wanna come do it here? That'd be so sick.
That'd be crazy.
Jenny McCarthy. Yeah, you seem to have like a vast.
Like interest of people,
yeah,
friends. I just try to get cool people, you know. Like,
how many girls aside from us have you had on?
People like when I talk to girls more.
Yeah,
I think because
it's more interesting. That's why.
Yeah, girls are just more superior.
Yeah,
so I think
smarter,
that's
smarter, more relatable,
better speakers.
Okay, so we have Jenny McCarthy. Who are their gals?
I can go through my DMs.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Look, he's a hustler.
I am. Caitlin Bristow. From Basher. Barbara Corcoran.
So familiar.
These are all at the top.
Barbara responded?
No, she has not.
When they responded.
Justin Long, no response.
Oh, that's Dan a good one.
The CEO of In-N-Out.
That's good.
Liv Morgan from WWE. Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he has a book out.
Damn, could you fucking imagine?
Everyone goes to his house, so if they ever agreed, I have to go there.
Yeah.
Tony Robbins.
Would you be nervous?
Do you want any other wrestlers?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, what did you
should,
say?
I just,
do I want any?
Bree and Nikki were just on a podcast.
I've messaged them before. No response.
What the fuck?
I know.
Irrelevant.
You gotta just start lying.
We get 2 million views per episode on YouTube. Sal Volcano, Lance Stewart.
Oh, funny. Funny.
Lance Bass.
Who's Lance Stewart?
Lance YouTuber.
210?
Yeah. Lance 210. KB Lame.
I don't know about
it. Or Kreischer?
I've never asked him. Allie Brooke from Fifth Harmony.
Okay.
All these people.
Yeah, Annie Letterman.
Wow.
Hilarious.
Derek.
She knows Jason.
Annie Letterman.
She's so funny.
Derek Sanders from Mayday Parade. Phoebe Gates. Noah Schnapp. Tate McRae. The entire Office cast. I just go down the list. Ashley Tisdale.
Oh. You're also like messaging people who I feel like would.
Like there's a
it's
chance.
It's like an easy get.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
an easy
yeah.
get, but like a good opportunity.
Might happen.
The yeah. problem is a lot of the actors can't talk right now. So they can't talk about their shows. So I think if they have nothing, they're like, well, what else are we going to talk about?
Yeah.
Hang on, after some.
That's why you got to get WWE stars.
I would love that. I don't know who to get WWE.
What about like Colleen Hoover?
The thing that sucks about getting authors for podcasts is because I don't know how to read. Not only do I have to get the physical book to like leave here, but I also have to download the Audible copy. So I end up spending like $40 trying just to listen to this
so
book.
Funny. I wonder why books don't come with like a little code you could just use for
they
like
should.
Audio.
Like yeah. a package deal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, like it, CDs.
It's your own code.
Well, because money.
I mean, yeah.
Because capitalism.
Because they're killing podcast hosts
should,
who don't know how to read.
You should interview Joe Biden.
If you've responded. He's busy in Israel. I'd do anybody.
Who?
Trump.
Oh, I would love to sit down with him.
Can you imagine him showing up here? Nice studio.
Well, that's the thing. You could just lie to him. You'd be like, oh, this is also the Four Seasons.
I had people like come here with like giant pickup trucks and they parked in my garage like all slanted, but their car was too big so I couldn't shut the garage.
Who?
I can't say. Mm. So then
after.
I'll tell you after. And they had other people show up with drivers and like their friends were here.
Secrets of risk this year.
Literally. And then I've just had people just like show up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like us, we just shown up.
Yeah, I had to convince you guys, but yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Not
well, we
really.
Had plans and then we didn't, so. What's wrong with my face?
Everything.
Okay. That's what I thought, honestly.
Are you guys going to buy candy to give out to the neighborhood kids?
No. Yeah. Well, I live in a condo, so it's not like they come to that. If I lived at a house, I would.
Yeah.
But we always walk around on Holy.
Carly hates kids, so she was like, I'm not spending any fucking
money
on you.
I'd rather kick that out of my door.
Are you one of the people that put needles in your candies?
Yeah, for sure. Use
only filled with Botox.
And fentanyl.
If I was rich, I would do that. I'd be like Santa.
Candy and Botox.
Go. Here you go. Never trust that. Could you imagine?
Well, no.
Botox.
Did you ever used to
get... Wait, can I say something really fast?
Please.
So when you have Reddit and I'm subbed to like 30s and up, like skincare, like Asian skincare, like a bunch of skincare ones. And one came up and it was DIY procedures and somebody was giving themselves Botox.
What?
And they weren't like a esthetician?
No, I don't think so. So I need to like look at, I didn't really look at it. I was
You're
like,
not going
to
do that.
No, I'm never going to do it. And I just like,
well, don't rule it out. What if it's something easy and you have the household items?
I just don't.
I just literally like insane. I was like, oh my God, like her mouth was drooping. It was like a whole thing. She like did it wrong. Of course.
Well, yeah.
Like you have to be a nurse.
You can't DIY. Yeah.
I think you can. There's probably chemicals you have laying around the house that are the same as Botox.
Yeah, but it's botulism. So
what's that?
It's something that I forget what botulism was.
Why do
like,
girls
do it, like if you were to drink it, your whole airway would go numb and like you would be able to use it.
Why do girls make up holidays? Like all the time.
Like
make
holidays.
Up holidays.
Yeah, there's like the baby moon, there's the honeymoon, which is real, but there's the baby moon.
Baby moon's real.
No, that's like a made up a push present. You gotta get.
Those are real.
Okay, she carried a fucking child.
Yeah,
okay.
Like what do you expect?
Did you see what I'm saying? Like
are
all
you
these.
Like no. Weighing the options of having a kid because you don't want to go on a baby moon and get a push present.
That's not what I'm saying, but I am saying it's.
Why
a little,
are you hating?
It's just a little fishy that there's all these holidays where the woman gets all these presents and the guy just has to go do it.
Well, you get it too. Honeymoon, baby moon, those are for you too.
Yes. Honeymoon, yeah, not
and baby moon.
Push present.
Well, she's birthing.
You get
cunt.
The gift of a bebé. I feel like you're just being.
She could kick you out at any
time.
You're
being an antagonist right now on purpose.
I'm being the protagonist in this situation.
No,
you're being negative. Negative Joe.
You're the antagonist of this
novel. That's what we call you behind her. You're back. Yeah. Negative Joe.
Now, I can see why Mike has such a problem with the Swifties, because you guys, I say it.
I mean, we already know.
What does that have to do with a baby bone?
It all ties back to it.
How? Mm-hmm. Is there an invisible string?
I would just like to say Mike loves us.
Does he?
He really does.
Yeah.
I think he literally thinks we're the funniest people alive. Yeah. I'm not even kidding.
Call him and ask. Say, who do you think are the two funniest female women alive?
He's definitely going to know it's you guys.
That you know.
It's an inside job.
No, it's not.
Okay, you could phrase it a little differently.
Did you hang out with him at Matt's wedding?
Not really.
A little, like barely.
We hung out with him when he was sitting on like a windowsill next to us.
Yeah, he was sitting next to us for a bit, but there were so many people. It was like, everyone was everywhere.
Was he a hot commodity?
I don't really know. I just like, didn't like
see. He was just a part of the wedding, so he couldn't like do anything. But it was funny because leading up to it, he kept like, he'd be like, oh, like, what are you guys doing before? And we're like, oh, we're doing this. And he's like, oh, I wish I was doing that. And Matt would be like, dude, like,
you're in my wedding party. He's like, oh, we're doing not talk.
Just like, would say it outwardly in front of Matt. He's like, yeah, but I just would rather hang out with them.
Yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
I've never been part of a wedding party.
Really?
Yeah.
The only one was yours.
Do you think you'll ever be?
I hope not.
Did you have people? No.
No, I had my two close friends from New Jersey. Like, they were part of it, but it wasn't like a party.
Yeah.
My one friend was pushing for a bachelor party, but I didn't want to have one.
Yeah. Didn't want strippers, none of that.
No. Save that for the honeymoon.
So is it because you don't want those things? You think it's bad that women do?
Want what?
Oh, good call.
Are you bringing back the push presents?
Yep.
We're going back there?
Why do you hate women?
It all stems down to my mother.
That makes sense.
No.
What about your mother makes you hate women?
There's one other made up holiday. I'm going to find out. Because you guys come up with all
okay, they're not holidays.
Well, today is National Chocolate Cupcake Day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Today's National and No Beard Day, so you have to shave your beard. Sorry. Mm-hmm. That's actually what today is on the calendar.
Hang on.
Like, a push person's not a holiday.
No, it's not a holiday. It's just like a nice thing to do.
I said, what's that other holiday made up? Push present, baby moon. I'm going to find out. We're going
to
get the response real soon.
Hurry, talk.
Baby moon.
Caitlin.
Oh. Baby.
Made
like
up
a,
holiday.
Like a baby shower?
No, that one's shower? Real.
Okay.
Baby
okay.
showers are real.
What's?
He's acknowledging that.
Bachelor party, bachelorette party.
No, those are real. There's like... Even Caitlin said that this one was a little...
Oh,
no. Yeah, so her first response is, it's not made up.
National Girlfriend Day?
No. National Girlfriend Day is made up for sure. Yeah, she's
yeah those ones, when people post on those days, I'm like,
I know,
when parents are like, Happy National Daughters Day! I'm like, stop, delete.
I never got on a list. Delete.
A mini moon.
What's a mini moon?
I think
you
that's your trip
before your honeymoon.
Your trip before the honeymoon.
Jesus Christ.
No, but it's like
a billionaire moon.
No, it's like okay. So TJ and I like.
I see what you mean. It's like if you go on.
We waited a year to have our honeymoon. So most people they go to like a town away from them. We're like an hour drive, and are like, okay, we'll just like take a few days. And then, like, we'll do our honeymoon
okay,
in the future.
Sense. I was thinking,
it's not like,
and then honeymoon.
It's like a pregame.
Okay, that's what I was picturing.
It's a pregame.
We're going to go to Aruba, and then that next year.
Yeah, because, like, some people also can't, like, afford to go on a honeymoon. So they're like, oh, we'll do this year, and then, like, eventually we'll go on our honeymoon.
But why is it called, why is it mini moon? Why can't it just be, like, let's go on a vacation before our honeymoon?
Because that's what it is kind of, I guess, when they explain it. Like, it is a mini moon.
Yeah.
It's right
like,
after
TJ and I, like, after our wedding, we just stayed in Palm Springs. I never called someone, like, this is our mini moon.
Well, yeah, I think that's my issue. Yeah. I don't like when people put the labels on things because then it feels like now what's this new thing I have to be part of?
Yeah, I don't like to be labeled anything.
You know?
Don't call
I get it.
Do you agree that one's a little?
I think I understand it, so I'm like fine with it.
Yeah.
Because if it was like they get married and then they go to a vacation and they call it a mini moon and then like 3 weeks later go on their honeymoon, like that's a little crazy. But if people are like, okay, we're getting married, but we can't take our honeymoon for a bit. Like, we're just going to do, like, our own little thing. Like, a nice, quiet weekend thing.
Yeah, it's, like, technically.
Then I'm like, okay, yeah.
I don't love the term, but it makes sense to me.
Okay, yeah.
I'll allow it.
Well, I can't wait for the day you go on your baby moon.
Great, and I'm going to get a big old push present, too.
Yeah.
You're going to get one or give one?
I'm giving one.
Yeah, what would she get, you think?
Get me one or get her?
No, what would you get her?
Probably I'd have to get her a bag.
Oh, to carry the baby.
Yeah.
A big background.
A Birkin big enough to carry the baby.
Oh, my God.
So they need to put, like, all the bottles and everything underneath and the diapers.
I know. Like, I wonder what the most...
expensive Birkin is?
No. I wonder what the like, most common push gift is.
Should I look it up?
Yeah. I have no idea about that world.
Do you celebrate the one-year anniversaries of, like, paper and the two-year anniversary?
Yeah.
What was the one-year?
Paper.
Did you just call me bitch?
No, I think I might have honestly said baby.
Oh, I heard yeah, bitch.
No.
Yeah, bitch.
Oh, no, I think I was going to say but. I think I said but. Because my 2 years coming up.
Oh, so what was your 1 year?
1 year was paper.
What'd you
do? So I got TJ Rams tickets.
Oh. Because
it's paper. And then he got me, like, a painting of, like...
he made it himself.
No, it's, like, cute and sentimental, but I was like, oh, that's a really good gift of, like, where we got, like, engaged or something. And I'm like, oh, that's smart because I can keep it forever. And I got you, like, I literally printed out tickets to do a loophole. to be like, it's paper!
Okay, it says the most common push present is jewelry.
Oh.
It's no surprise that jewelry is a top choice for a push present. Jewelry is extremely personal and an affirmation of what we value most. A personalized birthstone ring or birthstone necklace created just for her to celebrate the birth of the child.
Oh.
So the baby's birthstone?
Yeah, probably.
I would think so. A lot of them
the husband.
Say, like, washable silk robe, a year's worth of flowers.
Okay, bitch, I carried a child for 9 months. You better get me a better gift than a silk robe.
Yeah. Like, bitch, I already have a silk robe.
Yeah.
Nursing pajamas, birthstone bracelet. Yeah.
Better be all of those. I think Brittany, my friend's pregnant. She's due in December, and she has a necklace, actually, that has, like, her initial and her husband. So I think for her push gift, she wants, like, the baby's initial.
That's cute.
Yeah. Very cute.
But, yeah, I don't know what to get because this year's cotton.
So was that clothing?
I know, but...
just cotton balls.
Yeah.
Clean your ears out and listen to me.
I love you and cotton balls on your bed.
Yeah, and then today he was like, okay, we're going to go away for the weekend.
He already said that?
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God, I don't even know what to get.
The cotton hotel.
But it's tough because his birthday is in October, and I got him clothes. So, like, I can't get him more clothes.
I'm looking at cotton
presents. Christmas happens. People get, like, towels. I know, but it's like...
Yeah. Cotton anniversary gets on Etsy. There's, like, a whole section.
Yeah. It's going to be, like, clothes, towels, linens, like, sheets.
Hello. Yeah.
When people get their birthdays before Christmas, I feel like they get gypped on presents. But if you're after Christmas, I feel like you're good.
It depends on how soon after.
My uncle's birthday is Christmas Eve.
Oh, he's fucked.
Yeah.
That
would suck.
Yeah.
I'm going to combine your presents this year. No.
Yeah, would there be any holiday you wouldn't mind your birthday being on?
On? Halloween would be kind of cool.
Halloween would be sick.
That'd be, because then everyone dresses up. You could have a theme party.
I will
say. You don't
have
to spend your birthday. You could just, like, go somewhere and be like, it's my birthday.
Yeah.
Okay, that's literally so funny because TJ's birthday is in October and he hates it because of that.
Wow.
Because when you're a kid, they just turn into, like, costume things. And he's like, no, but I want, like, a Space Jam themed party. But then it's like, well, we're going to all be pumpkins. Like, so that's very interesting.
Yeah. My parents got married on Halloween.
Really?
Their anniversary.
Oh.
Did like
in Vegas.
Who married them, Elvis?
Literally.
Actually?
No, I thought that
the
for
king
a long
himself.
Time. They were kidding. He didn't actually.
That would be so... If Matt King had Elvis marry him, by the king
in the Greek Orthodox
at the Greek Orthodox church doing the thing.
Could you imagine?
That'd be iconic. It's just what's his name that does the voice still? Austin Butler.
Oh my god.
Has he ever broken out of that?
I think a little.
I saw a video of him today where he's like talking about how he likes cats or something and he still has a voice.
Oh no.
I think it's a PR stunt. There's no way.
Maybe.
I would get married on New Year's.
New Year's would be cool.
New Year's Eve.
I don't know. I just wouldn't run over anyone's plans.
Well, just for a day.
Yeah.
I think it would be so fun.
New Year's Day.
No, like New Year's Eve.
I know. That's what I mean.
Keep it just one time.
That's true.
I think it would be so fun because you're going to hang out with your friends anyway.
Yeah.
Where would your dream wedding be, Carly?
My dream wedding?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're like the courthouse.
Yeah. My dream is to like elope and then have like a really fun reception.
A nice little mini
Where would you elope?
Somewhere I don't think about these things.
Yeah.
Never. But like my brother did that for a second wedding. They just did a courthouse and then did like a really fun party.
What courthouse?
In the Omaha Sapphire. Your thing is blinking red. It's stressing me out.
Oh yeah. Who knows when that was gonna go off?
I know, right? Do you need that one?
Yeah.
Who would be your ideal like political guest?
Ooh. Arnold like Schwarzenegger. Dream. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Governor.
That actually made, yeah.
Governor.
I'd have so much to talk to him about. I know everything about him.
Really? Did you watch his documentary on Netflix?
Loved his documentary. I listened to all of his podcasts that he's on. So there's like six like hour and a half episodes out there. All of his motivational speeches, everything. Wow. I think he's so cool.
Yeah, Nolan watched the documentary and then he was like, sort of, because they like run every morning and then stop and then run every morning and then stop. And he was like, after hearing him say, like, I have some cool, like, how you don't want to do it, but you just do it anyway, and then you feel better after. He's like, I honestly, after I heard that, I ran for a week straight.
Oh my God, Arnold, changing lives.
And I was like, okay.
That's why I really, now that his book is out, I really want him on.
Yeah, well, keep pressing him.
I think I've already asked him three times this week.
That's okay, keep going.
Arnold.
Okay. I wanted
do you think
to be,
that he runs his social media?
No, I think he has a team, but I think, same with Tony Robbins, they'll be like, email this person, and then I email.
There's a Gold's Gym in North Hollywood. Maybe he's there.
No, he's literally there every morning.
The Venice one.
He's in Venice every morning. Paul DeGale does season there.
Wait, who are we talking to? And they said that, it was a realtor. He said that he goes to the gym that Arnold Schwarzenegger goes to and Peter Dinklage goes there too.
Oh, my God.
And then I was like, I need them together. Like a photo of the two of them. Well, I'm manifesting that for you.
Thanks. When you guys do all your other podcasts, Good Influences, do you ever have moments of silence or is there just nonstop conversation? Do you guys ever break out into arguments?
Like funny, like jokey,
like jokey ones.
Not really. There's not really silence.
I think with four people, there's always going to be questions.
So not just like, I'm going to talk now, but like can't for a while.
Yeah.
Like, oh, now I could talk. I feel like it's more of that.
Have you had any technical issues lately?
Lately, I mean, we definitely have.
Yeah. There's a couple episodes we completely lost because the hard drive that our producer used like crashed.
Wasn't that just in the beginning though? Or was
this was like a couple months ago. Yeah.
It was longer than that.
Oh, I thought you were going to say sooner.
No, it was
I don't know. It was like sometime this year. So hard drive crashed. We lost, two episodes?
Two episodes.
We had some audio only, so we just like released those.
I honestly feel like our audio sounds pretty bad.
Really?
Consistently. And there's been a lot of episodes that have come blurry to us.
Or there was one where the camera that was on Aaron and Matt was like blurry.
Yeah.
So the whole time they were shopping, it's like, I'm like,
what are we paying for?
But I mean, we record two episodes, so it's nice. We're always like ahead, usually.
But when you pay for something, you expect the product to be returned.
Yes. My lawyer.
Yeah, like, stop making excuses for this man.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying, I do like that we do two episodes because it's nice. So it's like, once you're done with those, I was like, okay, we have this week and next, or we have 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Ahead. Yeah.
So and sometimes you just have to deal with maybe them not showing up.
Matt and Mike?
Oh, no.
Oh, the producer
episodes.
Guy?
Yeah, the episodes.
Yeah, sometimes he doesn't show up. Okay, he always shows up. At least we have that.
You should have him on your podcast.
Oh, my God.
He's really interesting.
Your producer guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who is he?
His name is Mike.
Mike Schaffer?
No.
No, but he could use some people to talk to, I think.
Yeah,
hello. I feel like this room is really kind of like a therapy session for everybody else.
Yeah.
Anything you want to talk about?
No, is there anything you guys want to ask me?
Not at all, really. Where do you get those blankets?
I feel like you're
these are leftover blankets from the wedding.
I feel like you are kind of a closed book of a person.
Yeah.
Like, you don't go deep.
For sure.
True. That's true.
I don't really...
Why do you think that is?
I don't like uncovering a lot.
Why?
I don't know. It's pretty dark in there. So
the internet or to people?
To the internet. I'll expose myself to people. Not that, like that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What's like the worst thing that's ever happened to you?
Ever?
Yes.
Physically?
Oh, sure.
Probably I rode a longboard down a hill and I didn't see where the hill ended. So you know when there's a point where you're going down a longboard and you're going so fast that it starts wobbling and you can't control it?
Like a bike too. We'll do not.
Okay, yeah. So I'm doing that down the hill and then the hill turns. And again, I've never been on this hill before. And as you turn, I ran out of road. So all this was happening. Exactly. So I'm wobbling. I'm running out of road. I panic.
What did it turn into? The like grass or it's a house?
It turned into like a foot high cinder block and then grass. So it was either.
They wanted you to crash.
Well, yeah. It was either survive until I hit that and then land on the grass or fall on the concrete. And I fell on the concrete and my entire like elbow, shoulder, hip, leg, calf was completely cut up.
Oh, God.
But you didn't break anything?
No, surprisingly.
Wow.
Have you ever had surgery?
No, I have not.
Wow. Have you ever had a cavity?
Not until I was 26.
Okay, but so, yes, you have.
How many? One.
One, so many I have.
Which one?
Which two?
This one.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
They're your binarial canine.
Yeah. My binarial canine.
That's the worst thing that's ever happened to you emotionally.
I don't really have
He's
much.
He's not going to answer.
Yeah. Liar.
Oh, come on. We all have something.
Liar.
When I went to the dentist last time, the dental assistant was...
He told you that you had a cavity?
She was hitting on me. Like, hardcore. Yeah, I was so uncomfortable.
Whatever.
I was traumatized. Caitlin said I can't go back to there.
Well, yeah. I wouldn't let my husband either.
She's like asking what I'm doing after. I'm like, I don't know. Probably.
Actually?
Yeah, I swear to God. Like, I have to go beat traffic.
Go to my dentist.
Yeah, this was before we were married.
Oh.
But it was really funny.
No.
Is she young?
She was probably around my age.
Yeah.
But she was definitely like pushing hardcore. She's like, so like, what are you doing after this?
Where did you go? Beverly Hills.
No, it was like Woodland Hills or something.
Oh.
No, you should go to my dentist.
I love Crentist.
Yeah, not Crentist.
My last dentist appointment, guess what time it was at?
2:30.
It literally was.
Did you make the joke?
No, but she like said it on the phone call and I was like, She's like, what, is 2:30 okay? And I was like, oh my God.
Like, is that about omen though? Like, is my tooth going to be hurting?
So funny.
Like, just kidding. It's really during rush hour at 4.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's not that far.
No, I love my dentist. He's my king.
Yeah.
His name is Dr. Poon.
I know Poon.
You know Dr. Poon?
No.
Well, I went there last year. I didn't go to the dentist for 10 years.
No cavities?
I had one cavity and that's it.
That's impressive.
And I was like, whew, never going again.
Right. Thank God.
I didn't like it.
You gotta go back.
I've never been like, I never had a fear of the dentist, but when I got like... Because
you didn't know he existed.
The thing is, like, I'm gonna bring up the dentist. It's so hard to explain. I didn't go.
Yeah. No, I didn't either.
I think it was also like a fear of like them finding something because I hadn't gone in so long. But like once I'm there, I'm fine. But the cavity filling hurt so bad that I never want it again. So why would I ever go back, you know?
Did you guys used to collect milk ads?
Milk ads?
Yeah.
No, we weren't born in the 20s.
Yeah, what do you mean?
We're the same age.
Well, that's not true.
Milk ads. Like,
yeah.
Milkman,
what are you, 34?
33. No, 33.
I'm just going to go to famous birthdays and add 2 years.
Yeah.
Don't.
Probably wrong. Wait, what are you talking about with milk ads?
They were... In magazines, they would have pictures of celebrities drinking milk. And
like
milk
got
had...
milk.
Yeah, got milk.
Oh, say that.
It's a milk ad.
I thought you were talking about like...
An ad on a milk carton?
Yes.
Me too.
Oh, like you were kidnapped?
Yeah.
Yeah, you never collected those kids?
I feel like it like specified. You're like, do you remember the got milk ads?
No, it's the milk ads.
No, it's got milk.
Got milk.
Immediately.
Yeah. So did you did collect them?
No.
No. No, I was a fucking loser.
And milk was bad for you.
We were making our own oat milk at the time.
Yeah.
Those were so cool, though. I remember that being, like, the coolest thing.
Milk ads?
Yeah, because like, it would be, like, who's it going to be? And then it would be, like, a huge fucking star.
Oh, so it was cool.
Yeah.
But you just didn't do it?
I just didn't collect them.
Yeah, me neither.
Remember the no hate table?
Oh, yeah.
Out? That's, like, so 2009.
With no red.
I'm going to talk to the main about MySpace.
Yeah. What are you going to ask? Who was in your top 8?
Ooh, good question.
I could help you draft some good cues.
Yeah, because they blew up from MySpace. Not from it.
I didn't know that.
They were during that era.
I say, first question, are you from Maine?
No, I know the answer.
Do you
say,
like,
what's your favorite part of Maine?
It's all Maine related.
Have you been Maine reason?
Maine lobster or Maine clam chowder?
Have you been to the lighthouse?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should ask.
Maine and everything.
Yeah.
But you could ask questions that are like, about Maine, but like if you're just like, oh, so like what's your favorite seafood? Lobster, you know, like that would be like a funny way of
Maine
going towards Maine.
And at what point does he walk out of the interview?
Probably a minute in.
Oh, he'll hate you for sure, but I think it would be a really funny bit.
I have
he'd be Bobby.
Yeah, but just like nice and sweet.
Yeah.
Did we ever find out what happened with Bobby and Drake?
No. What happened?
No tea.
No tea, no shame.
I think
just
a lot of people really dislike her.
Why though? I think she's great.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I see a lot of people saying it's like getting old, but I don't think it's getting old. I think it's funny.
I think it only gets
just
funnier.
Like, don't watch it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it in a while. But
I think it'll only get funnier over time.
Yeah. I feel like we talked about this when I did the podcast, but it's kind of a hard shtick to do forever though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like,
I agree.
Yeah. So that kind of stinks. But she's really blowing up from it, so that's cool.
Did you watch Between Two Ferns?
Of course. Do you ever see the outtakes on TikTok?
No.
They're so funny.
Hang on.
Because a lot of it is like, oh,
Outtakes on TikTok between two ferns. Now wait it.
Huh?
Oh, you want to get it. Yeah. A lot of it is like scripted. Like he knows what he's going to say.
Like Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah. So then he'll say something, but then break. Oh. So they have to do it multiple times. And so they have a lot of stuff that is them filming it. And I get it all the time. And I literally just belly laugh. It's so fucking funny.
Is that what you were getting
at? I don't think she ever breaks.
No, I didn't bring it up. He did.
Oh.
I remember when Zach Galifianakis posted with Barack Obama. I remember thinking, this is the craziest thing Barack Obama's doing. An internet interview? This is crazy.
Yeah.
Would you interview Barack?
I would love to.
I wonder if he should do like a, you know how he does the movies and music playlist?
Yeah.
I feel like Lightweights would probably be on his playlist.
You think?
Yeah, it would be like maybe top five.
Who do you think secretly listens to Lightweights? Like what celebrity? Star? Yeah. A-list only.
Martha Stewart.
Yeah? Who was her favorite episode?
The third one.
With?
Ilya.
Oh, she's OG?
Yeah. Maybe someone from The Office, because they like saw...
Brian Baumgartner's?
Yeah, they saw that one, and then they like, look, who is this?
Stumbled into it?
Yeah, or anyone you've interviewed a connection with, like Civil Plan... Someone like that.
You think Blink-182 is watching?
But that could happen.
Definitely.
They probably follow Civil
Plan. I think that Kourtney Kardashian, part of her birthing plan,
is to watch
includes playing Lightweights in the background.
That's her push button.
Yeah.
Is you doing a podcast.
Like, I think Landon probably was like, you know, it was like chill and really calm, but also a little funny if you need some relief. Joe Lopez. And she was like, thank you, baby Landon. I'm putting it on my birthing list.
Baby Landon.
You think so?
For sure.
Oh, that's really cool of you to say that.
Yeah. We know her, so.
Yeah.
Do you mind texting her and asking her if she wants to hang out?
Sure. What do you think they're going to name their baby?
Skull.
Well, Landon in Alabama, they're like cool names. They're not that out of pocket.
Yeah.
I think it'll be cool. Will it be with a K?
No.
You think she's going to break the cycle?
No, she doesn't have any K name babies.
Her baby's names aren't K.
Mason, Rain, Penelope are her children.
Yeah, like none of them have kids with a K. I mean, maybe we'll love that.
Ocelot?
Ocelot?
Who's that?
Ocelot Barker, like Kardashian.
Maybe they'll name him Walt, because they love Disney.
Walt Kardashian.
Walt? I would fucking kill everyone around me.
Okay, so the theories are Elvis.
Elvis.
Or another one is Rocky, because at their baby shower, they had this tree, and people were leaving little notes on it, and some crazy person zoomed in, and it was like, baby Rocky.
And people are like, Rocky Barker sounds like an energy drink.
Rocky Barker sounds like a cool name.
I think so too.
It's like a cartoon.
But is it going to go Barker Kardashian or
No, Kardashian Barker is her name. Kourtney Kardashian Barker.
But what's the baby's name going to be?
Rocky Kardashian Barker.
KB.
I bet it will be like Rocky Robert Kardashian Barker.
Disick Barker. Thompson.
You should get Scott Disick on.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love that.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
You think you'd do it?
Maybe Chloe will do it.
Probably not. You could talk about Talentless. Is that his brand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you could have maybe Chloe on. Or Chris.
Chris would be scary.
About Chris about business.
Business
too would be
ethics.
Scary. But I feel like she'd be needing to have a martini ready for her. She'd love that.
Can you make a martini?
I'll learn.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Water.
Alcoholic.
I don't drink.
Okay, but if you had to go to a bar, gun to your head, and they're like, pick a cocktail.
I don't know how to talk to bartenders.
Wow. Really? Do you like wine?
Yeah.
Okay, beer?
What kind of wine? Red or white?
White wine, Corona beer.
Ooh, nice. With a lime?
Yeah, I need a Mexican kind of light beer. I don't like the dark ones.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah.
A Blue Moon and an orange?
Yep.
I'll sign up for
that. A little Hef.
Who Hef?
Like a Hefeweizen.
I don't know what that is.
I think you would. What was I gonna say?
Orange wine is really good too.
Yeah. Wait, have you I keep forgetting what I'm about to say.
I don't know.
Am I okay? Oh, are you like Mike where you don't really know? Like Mike didn't know what a margarita was exactly.
No, I'm not that.
Okay. No.
Out of America.
That one is like I couldn't tell you what's in a margarita. Like tequila and some sort of like
but at least
mixes.
That. Like, I don't think he even
knew. He doesn't know what a mimosa is.
Oh, yeah, mimosa was the big one.
Champagne and orange juice?
Yes. He's like, why would I know what's in a mimosa?
I was like, are you
that's the most common drink on planet Earth.
Right.
I mean, basic.
When I think of that, I'm only thinking of my friends ordering it in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. So that's the only reason why I know what's in that.
In Williamsburg.
You spend time there?
When I was a kid, yeah. And they would drink and they would go to the bottomless mimosas.
So that's Williamsburg.
But I never partook in it. I went to Williamsburg and bought a fedora once. I brought it home and put it right in the closet. Never wore it again.
Yeah, you're not like a drinky guy.
No, it's not my vibe.
Have you ever been really hungover?
Yeah, of course. I black out a lot. Like once,
you do?
Well, once or twice a year.
I don't drink. I black out a lot.
I was like, what?
I only drink to party, you know?
Are your hangovers terrible?
Yeah, because they're like two-day recoveries.
Yeah.
So did you get drunk at your wedding?
I got the perfect amount of drugs.
Yeah, oh, that's great.
But, like, I really had to fine-tune it where I'm like, I'll take a shot and then, like, space it out, eat some food, take another shot.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Someone took shots at my wedding and then puked on the bar.
On the bar?
Did you get fined for it?
No, I didn't even know what happened.
Did I ever tell you what happened at your wedding?
I don't know. Did you?
At the end of your wedding, there was that after party. Or there was, like, the hangout, whatever it is. Right? So Jack Anderson, Scott's girlfriend, comes over to me and Caitlin and goes, the party's over there. So me and Caitlin run over there because we were like racing. Jack stopped racing us. So we go to where it is and there's other people from your party and like you had a lot of family there too and like other friends that we didn't know.
Yeah.
So we go into the room and there's a bunch of people that don't know.
A room?
So there's a
room. We weren't in a room.
I know. We run over to the bar to where the food is and we're taking out like chicken nuggets and like potato skins and we have a plate and somebody comes over and goes, are you part of the bride? All right, they come over and they go like, somebody comes over to us and goes, do you know the bride and groom? And we go, yeah. And then we go back to putting more food on. And they're like, who do you know? I'm like, okay, haha. So then the groom comes over and goes, excuse me, who do you know here? And we said, Aaron and TJ. And he goes, that's not for them. We were wedding crashing the wrong party.
Yeah.
And we run over to Jack and we yell at her. And she's like, I didn't know.
Oh my, did you get the food at least?
No, he took the food back and put it back. Yeah.
Wow.
That's embarrassing.
Really embarrassing. We like walked out with our tails between our toes.
Yeah, you're like, I'm so sorry.
That is so funny.
Oh.
Never trust Jack Anderson after that.
No, you can't.
You can't.
You really
were
can't.
You drunk then?
At yours? Not that night. The night before we got drunk.
At the welcome thing?
Yeah, because we were there for like that next full day. So, and then the day after we had to drive home. So
yeah.
I know, I feel like that too. Like at Matt's wedding, I was like, okay, I'll have like a couple drinks because we have to fly tomorrow. And like, I don't want to be hungover.
We're getting old.
I know.
So old.
Yeah, it's bad. And it's like, if I don't get hungover, I just get really tired, which is like almost more annoying. It's like really
weird.
And then you can't go to the gym, get your 15,000 steps. How are you going to go TikTok live?
Exactly.
I mean, what would we do if we couldn't go to the gym?
I don't know.
So many days do you go to the gym?
Every day. Excuse me?
Like Zila every day? Every gym. Or a different
Zila gym every day.
Even on the weekends?
Of course. That's every day.
Ugh.
The people just love it.
How do you think I got those medals up there?
The what?
Half marathon medals.
Submantles.
I feel like you could do that, which is going like 4 days.
Yeah, probably. I probably need a day off, but I'm chill.
Are you the type of person that if you don't work out, you feel all crazy?
Yeah, I feel like something's missing and like my body's not awake. So I still need to do something.
Yeah. Like a walk.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love a walk.
Yeah.
I like doing something to make my body feel like, okay, you're good.
I dread going to the gym.
Really?
Yeah, well, I was just like, well, because I'm so early and they're like, oh, I'd rather just like sleep.
Yeah.
But then I feel good after. But like thinking of having to do that every day, even on the weekends.
How often do you go? What's your regimen?
4. I go Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Ooh.
Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. I have to eat. I'm so hungry.
Are you? No, let's keep her captive.
No,
what would you want to eat right now?
Do you want to be the longest podcast I've ever done?
I could do it all night.
Okay, we have another 30 minutes.
I don't feel comfortable saying it all now.
What's your favorite color?
Red.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Has it been like that forever?
Yeah. I don't know why. It's just always stuck out to me. Maybe it's because my dad's favorite color.
Is it because you're a Swiftie, I think?
Why? She loves red.
Loving You is red.
I didn't know that.
There's a whole album named Red.
I've never listened to her. I'm strictly...
You should listen to that song. It's your favorite color.
I'm going to listen to it, but I'm not going to listen to Taylor's version. I want to hear the original.
Whatever. Whatever it takes to become Swiftie.
Yeah. We can find it on the black market, I'm sure.
You know, Spotify black market.
Does Taylor Swift sell new copies of her re-recorded albums?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
And so that's nice.
Well, I thought it was just for streaming purposes.
No, she also has, like, yeah, records.
She's just got money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor girl. She only made $4 billion on this past tour.
Yeah, she made so far $55 million on the movie streaming in theaters.
Which is just her movie.
Yeah.
Just wait until the behind the scenes of the tour comes out.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Did you guys see the movie in theaters?
No.
No, I'm going to wait until it's streaming because we went. Like, well, Aaron went twice. I was like, I don't
know. It's also too chaotic.
Yeah. I'd rather watch it at home and maybe, like, experience it and have a good time.
People are having like seances in the theater. Like exorcisms are happening. I'm not going to pay. I can't pay $25 and not even be able to hear her sing.
Do you think all those people know each other doing that?
Some of them.
Yeah, probably a lot of friends.
Okay, so they're a friend group. They're not just like 20 random Swifties that just met.
No, I feel like both.
And that probably also happened. And also it was like hard because some people said that their theater were like quiet and other people said they were like up and dancing. So it's like, you don't know what you're going to get.
Swifties are crazy, man.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, of course.
You should watch it when it's
streamed. Yeah.
I want to watch it.
Okay, I'll force you. Okay. I'll sit you down and tape your eyes open.
I'll probably...
She doesn't even sing Red.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't.
Or Love Story.
Or she doesn't sing Long Live.
White Horse.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
How do you know that?
He said that last time. Oh. I was like, how did you know? And he was like, what?
Is that Caitlin's favorite song?
Does Caitlin like Taylor? White Horse. Stephen Jerzak did a cover of White Horse back in my MySpace, and I really liked it.
Oh. Who was in your top eight? Like just friends from high school?
No, I never put my real friends in there. I put like internet friends on there.
It was like truly the way to like...
Like, you know who everyone's best friend is. And then if they moved, you'd be like, oh, there's trouble in
paradise. I remember when my crush put me in his top eight. And I was like,
what were you? Were you eight or one?
We are. I was like three.
We're so official.
No, we're dating. But I was like, oh my God, everyone's going to know we're friends now. Like, everyone is going to know that we are friends, for real.
Oh, wow. It was the whole thing.
I'll never forget my best friend. I was there when this girl added him as a friend. And it ended up being his wife. She friended him out of nowhere.
On MySpace?
On Facebook.
She later became his wife?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She later became
his
wife.
I was like, wait, where's the tea?
I know, I thought you meant like, he was sketchy, he was acting.
Yeah. Just, that's like, automatically where our brains go.
I was like,
he was doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
Isn't that crazy?
I love MySpace.
I know, bring it back. Actually, don't, so it won't be the same.
No, I think you should bring it back, but only millennials are allowed to use it.
Yeah.
Did you have a song on your music?
Oh, yeah.
What was
I mean, it changed all the time, but one that really stuck out to me that I had on for a while was Beauty.
Yeah, me too.
Come on, take a step towards me.
And we can work it out.
Yeah, it's like so iconic. Or I Found It.
That was a lot of people's.
I had a lot of like the main. I had Daisy for a long time. Ooh.
Taking Back Sunday. Oh, you did have Daisy.
I did.
Do you want them to sign anything for you?
No, it's okay. If I had my MySpace page printed out, that'd be sick.
I would like them to sign the word love.
Oh, okay.
Good job. You signed it.
Thank you. You're going to need to get a cowboy hat. A pink one, I think they were.
Yeah, they do wear pink.
What's your favorite The Main song?
All of them. That's so many. It's really hard to pick.
Top five.
Love and Drugs, English Girls, Leave in Five, Black Butterflies.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that one.
Like We Did.
What's like the hit?
Right now it's Black Butterflies. It's got 50 million plays on Spotify.
Okay, but what's like before that one?
Maybe Into Your Arms?
I'm Daisy.
Into Your Arms was preloaded on every BlackBerry.
Hello, goodbye.
What?
That's
Into Your Arms. Here in Your Arms.
Oh, yes.
Here in Your Arms.
The Main.
I hear it was never like a main gal.
Yeah, the people who fuck with it really fuck with it.
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
I am. I just like, I have to be home and eat before 4. I have to like cook something.
What time is it?
3:13.
Oh my God.
I don't know any of these songs.
They're really good.
I know. I don't really know either.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Yeah, that was their debut album.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Or
Whoever She Is. Oh, I loved that one. Whoever She Is. Whoever she may be,
yo.
One thing's for sure.
Are you trying to get me copyrighted?
You
spent too on key.
Here in your arms. Okay, I'll have to listen to that when you leave.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for coming by. Thanks for doing this impromptu pod.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Give this video a like if you haven't yet. Because what the F are you doing?
Yeah, we need you guys to like this so that Joe can buy chips that aren't spicy to keep in his cabinets for when guests come over.
I can't keep the guests fed if you guys don't like this video.
It's true. We're going to go live next Tuesday
with Joe
to promote the pod.
We'll see you next Tuesday.
You can all like join view live together.
Do you get that, what that means?
The day after Monday.
Oh, I didn't know if you were saying it as like a reference to Vanderpump Rules.
No, not to them, but I've known that
phrase. You should have James Kennedy on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that?
He's also.
You have to watch the show. I feel like you need to watch all of it and then figure out who you would want, because I feel like most of them might do it.
The only reality show I really watch is Jersey Shore.
Ooh, that'd be fun when they have some on.
I'd love Jersey Shore.
Yeah. I wonder if they're like open to podcasts. But, like, I'm not really seeing. I saw them at the event.
None of them live here.
They don't really live here.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Claudia Autry's in town. You should ask her.
Okay. Is she on like Jersey Shore?
Where is she?
No, she's the toast.
Oh.
I don't know. She says she's
Joe's favorite.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for watching. Lightweights. Oh!